Transportation funding for school buses servicing schools are taking significant cuts in revenue as part of a plan put in place last year by Sacramento. Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagle says the cuts hit almost all the schools.
And that hits all hits 29 of our 32 school districts.
He says the cuts are disparate. Eagles explains his definition.
And what I'm talking about is we have some districts in transportation that will get zero hit, some that get hit $18 a student, and some that get hit over $1,000 a student in the mid-year. And that's what I call disparate.
When asked what specific areas of the county are going to be hit hardest, Eagles said Southern Humboldt.
Southern Humboldt Unified School District is roughly the geographic size of the state of Rhode Island. So that means they got a lot of territory to cover. They're highly dependent. And the transportation program is extremely extensive because of it.
Eagles was discussing these calls on the Talk Shop program here on KINS. You can hear the full interview online at KINS1063.com. Director Bill Damiano from the County Department of Probation gave a presentation to the Board of Supervisors today outlining the department's plan to deal with the massive changes in how local jurisdictions handle nonviolent felony offenders, following Governor Brown's order to realign prisons and jails across the state. Damiano outlined the challenges facing counties which will see a marked increase in offenders serving their sentences for felony convictions in local jails and not state prisons. Damiano pointed out several hurdles facing his department, including jail space, staffing for probation, and the need for support services to work with offenders and fold them back into society as, hopefully, productive members. Damiano emphasized the 100-plus page plan as a starting point and a collaboration between his department, County Corrections, and Health and Human Services to address the expected increase for monitoring and assisting nonviolent felons. More KINS News, it's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Traffic signal modification continuing today and tomorrow. The city of Eureka will be repainting the intersection of Harrison and Eureka as part of the traffic signal modification project. That work will be performed between the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that includes tomorrow. As long as the weather cooperates, motorists should expect a change in layout at the Harrison intersection. The intersection will be repainted with a new layout in accordance with the traffic signal movements. Please be aware of the changes when traveling through that intersection. The Crescent City Harbor Commission has chosen Ron Phillips as its president for the year and Pat Bailey as secretary. According to the Daily Triplicate newspaper, Harbor Master Richard Young says the harbor must address a labor compliance issue before it can solicit bids for the Inner Boat Basin rebuilding project. Officials with the Community Development Block Grant Program, which is providing grant money to the harbor, says the harbor must prove it is paying federal prevailing wages before they can solicit bids. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.